Good morning. This is Wanderings. This is Sil Stemmen.
And this is Sandy Washington.
And we are very happy to have Calvin here. We caught you at a busy hour, but you know, Calvin, I called you into the radio room and you had your finger up 1 minute because you wanted to help somebody. And I think people that have observed you over the years know that if there is somebody that needs help and you are around, they will get the help from you. Do you know you have that reputation?
I also know, at least I was told, that some of these people, the ones that end up over at the memory.
In the suites,
They might not remember their family, but they remember me.
They remember their families.
They don't remember their families, but they remember me. Yeah.
And why do you think so?
Well, I guess because I annoy them.
You annoy them?
Yeah. No, seriously, I annoy them into memory. They cannot forget me. There was one man, he would be sitting with his sons and his wife, and he would completely ignore them and carry on conversations about literature and everything else that he knows I like. Yeah, but he never remembered his family because my impression on them is just to annoy. I just annoy them. They like it. Yeah.
But you don't annoy intentionally.
No, it's good annoyance. You know, teasing.
There is good annoyance.
They like to be teased. Yeah.
Well, and there's good teasing and bad teasing, and sometimes it gets a little sarcastic when people tease each other, and that's not the
nice they like
kind.
The good. It's good teasing. They look forward to it. As a matter of fact, they come looking for me a lot of the times. They come looking because they know they're going to have a good time.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good teasing.
You know, I think of teasing as a compliment.
Yeah, it's therapy. Yeah, you know. It's very good. Yeah.
So it's therapeutic. Okay, you're good at that. So when you talk to us and say you're not here.
Oh, yeah, what you do is, for you to survive, is you clock in and you play dead. That's it.
But you clock in first.
You clock in and you play
absolutely
dead.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You better
until time to leave, then, yeah. Resurrection when you're leaving, yeah. That's how you handle the situation, because a lot of us don't like our jobs. No matter what they tell you, people might say, oh, I love my job. It's not true.
Not true.
So what you do is you find a way to enjoy the people. See? Like, I like to be around smart people. I don't have to like my job.
But I think that you have found plenty of smart people here.
Yeah, I just like to be
that
around
you've talked
smart
to.
People.
Now, you've been here how many years? In
17 years.
But tell us where you originated.
Where? When?
Where?
Where
were you
where
born?
Where I happened? No,
where
I wasn't
were you born.
Born? I just happened.
You have. Where did you happen? Tell us where you happened.
In Belize, Central America. It's in the Yucatan Peninsula in the Gulf of Mexico.
You know, I've seen some pictures. Tell us a little bit what it looks like there, because it must be beautiful.
Everywhere is beautiful, every place, but you know, you have poverty and you have areas that are not so nice, because wherever you have poor people, for some reason, you have mess, for some reason. But the beautiful spots are like in the Maya areas and the islands. Belize City is dirty, very dirty. I like it, it's dirty. That's where I like to stay when I go there, in the dirt.
You know, we interviewed you on Wanderings in 2020, I believe, and you told us that you wanted to come to America at age 5?
Yeah.
Why? What, at age 5?
Well, there was this, I thought I mentioned it, this principal that was leaving the school. It was a small school. All the schools back there are parochial. They're all run by churches. And she was leaving, and for the outing, she just took us to the airport. And she all the children there, she gave me attention. She told me when she got here, she was going to send me certain things. And then I started wondering, why is it she looked at me and not the other children? And so I realized that I was very poor.
Why so she was being sympathetic?
Yeah.
Okay.
So after she left, I thought, wait a minute, this sounds like a rich place. I better go myself. So that was my dream. They call it a fever. So I had States fever. And I tried asking, you know, I didn't have a sponsor. I tried asking different people. But you have to have a sponsor. Then, when I was like 16 years old, I got into problems with the police, so I got a record, which means that I was not qualified for a visa, the U.S. visa. I could go to other places, but not to the U.S. And the problem with the police was they were having a riot concerning the Anglo-Guatemalan dispute, which not too many people know about, that Guatemala claims Belize because of some problem with the British, didn't sign some piece of paper to build some bridge or some nonsense. So anyway, they think Belize belonged to them and they want it. So at the United Nations Assembly, this lawyer, Bethwell M. Webster, he was an international lawyer and he was made the mediator. And what he did was he signed over Belize to Guatemala. And we didn't like it, so we just went into the streets. And I got thrown in jail, and so that's how I got my record.
That was a protest, like we do here.
Yes, but the U.S. Consul doesn't like criminals. They were the ones that started it, but anyway. I could not qualify for a visa, so I just came over the border. Which is funny, because they didn't bother me when I came a few times until when I got my papers, then they started bothering me. As a matter of fact, I can't get my wife here because I don't know what she did at the interview, said, but if you notice, people can come over the border. They have thousands, right, coming over the border, and they take care of them. But I'm trying to get her here legally. And
so you were married at this time?
Oh, that's another wife. This, I'm talking different wives. Yeah. The first wife, I came over the first
how,
wife. Yeah.
How old were you?
Oh, we were children. Yeah, we were children. We got married young, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I just came. And they caught up with me. You know, I had a cousin that reported me because somebody reported her. And I went back, tried to get a visa again on it. Told me I had to wait like 20 years. That's when one of my first child would be 21. So I said, okay. But I wasn't going to wait 20 years. So like 3 months, I came back. So I went into service. I was told if I go into service, if I spend one day, they'll give me a green card. So I went into service. Yeah.
Into the American service?
Yes.
Which branch?
It was just in the National Guard.
Okay.
Yeah, any branch was...
Any would do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I did, and yeah. But I was just listening to a man was complaining the other day. He said his son got married in Germany to a German woman, and they had a child. And he... wanted to bring the wife and the child over. And he was told he has to do 4 more years. So I'm just thinking how unfair and how awful the system is. Because you can come through the border, but you can't come in legally. Any more questions?
That gives me a lot of food for thought, Calvin.
Yeah.
So but you came into California.
I came to California over the border, yes, through the border. I was waved through, yes.
And did you work or stay there at
the
all?
The reason I came is to work. Was to work or to go to school, yeah.
Well,
I stayed in California, but then I went to Massachusetts because I had a cousin that told me don't stay in California because there are too many of us there are illegals, and it's better if I get away from. But I went right up to Boston, and that's where I got into problems with the immigration. Because somebody, the same person.
Now, why did you choose Boston?
That's where she was, my cousin.
Oh, your cousin, okay.
And so somebody reported her because this person wanted to go back home, start a business, needed help, and reported her. So she said, oh, well, if I have to go home, everybody goes home. So there I was, back home. But I came back. But then later, my teacher, I never saw her again. The principal, the one that took me to the airport, that Saturday.
Oh, you went back to Belize again.
I never saw her. I went back there and never saw her again.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Maybe she made a good life over here.
So she was kind of hoping to do that when you knew her.
Well, she just wanted to make sure I had stuff. That's why I knew I was poor. That's why I had to come here. Because the way I saw it, at least somebody told me that if you can, anybody can buy a car, anybody can buy a house here in America.
That's what you were told.
Yeah. So I thought, okay, I'll go to America. Yeah, that's the reason why I came.
Do you remember what year that was?
Of course, but I'm not going to say what year it was.
Okay. So you went to Boston, then back to Belize.
Yeah.
And then
Back to
California.
Into the service, then back to Boston.
When does Colorado come into this picture?
Well, I went to Florida, then I came here in 93.
Did you have relatives in Florida that you knew? Somebody you knew?
Oh, no, I went to the church. I had relatives there, but the church. I went there in the church. The church people I don't know, they were the ones that helped me out. I decided to hang out with people I didn't know. They were better than family.
I'm really happy to know you found it through the church.
Oh, we are Christians back in Belize. That's the reason why things don't happen much there. With all the problems, bad things don't, because they're afraid of God, see? You got to fear God. That's the problem. That's why America is going on. America doesn't fear God anymore. She used to fear God. And when she used to fear God, she used to be the number one country. Just like England. They're together. They're sisters, right? England and America. They're sisters. And they used to be great. They owned almost all the other countries in the world. But as soon as they turned their backs on God, it's right in the Bible. That's when they start going down. And they will continue to go down.
Well,
and that's a fact.
The early Americans, not the American Indians, but the early Americans came for religious freedom.
Yeah, I'm talking about the new Americans.
The new Americans.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
They used to be godly.
I know some of my children have gone down to Belize to do deep sea diving.
Yeah.
And they loved Belize. They talked about a black hole.
Yeah, that's discovered by Jacques Cousteau, and I'm not sure if his son was with him then, but Jacques Cousteau, the French explorer. Yeah.
They really enjoyed it.
Yeah, Belize is a little place like Massachusetts, but it has all different, it's like diverse mountains and waterfalls and islands, and it was a part of the kingdom, the Maya kingdom. So it's very, very beautiful, exciting, all kinds of interesting animals, animals that we don't usually see. As a matter of fact, for us to see the animals, there was a woman from here, can't remember her name. She started out with a boa constrictor, I think. I don't know, she captured it or had it as a pet. Then she just started a zoo. And That's how we saw the animals. We used to eat those things and we never saw them because they hide in the bushes. I don't blame them. And but when she got, she created the zoo, and that's how we started seeing all these different things. Yeah.
And you said there was a woman here?
Yeah, an American woman. She went down there to live, and she just had this one snake, and then she started a zoo.
Very fascinating.
What was your impression of America and Americans when you came here?
Well, the Belize people love we love Americans, you know. They, for some reason, they're like our friends. So even though they gave our country over to the Guatemalans, we still love them. But when I came, it was very, very scary because things I never saw before, like pizza. I always wanted to see this pizza. I thought it was a pudding. So I went down to the store at downtown LA there. It used to be beautiful in those days. And I went in the store and then I saw these people buying this thing, this slice up thing. And I kept wondering, what is that thing? What is that thing? And I wanted so bad to taste it. But I was scared because, I would have to ask. And I didn't know what it was. But when I went back to the house, I saw it. That's how I discovered pizza. And all these big bottles of drinks in the store, you know, these big, what do you call them?
Soda pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really different. The streets were wide and clean. Trees on, both sides. Yeah, avenues, I guess they call them.
What did you think of the Americans?
Well, I was used to Americans because I used to be around the Peace Corps. They used to be my friends from here. I think they started out in the 60s, Kennedy. He was the one that started the movement, the Peace Corps. So they used to be down there. Yeah, I used to hang out with them. I used to like to be in the library and things like that. I used to talk to them about coming to America, yeah, because I still had a dream. And they used to encourage me, but I didn't know where to go.
Well, I'm still wondering how you came to Colorado.
I knew somebody here. We were in a halfway house for drunks, for us drunkards. So I thought I wasn't going back. You know, we're told it's best if we don't go back to the same place where we had problems. So I thought if I come somewhere new. And I just knew this guy from here, and he told me I could come and stay by his place with his wife. And that's how I came here. And I just got an apartment. First time I lived in an apartment. I never lived in apartments before.
It must have felt a little strange.
Yeah, and I ride around here in Littleton, and I was here when they decided to create Centennial out of Littleton. So yeah, I've been around here all these years.
And Holly Creek was being built, and did you just...
Yeah, I used to ride my bike in the lot, and one day I saw this little house. And I was wondering what was going on. Then I saw another one. Then I saw part of this building, and somebody said, why don't you come and work here? But that was like 2 years, I think, before it was finished. Then I came in here to talk to some person that I knew here. And she said, since you like to walk up and down, why don't you come and walk up and down here? So I quit my job at that sit-down place. I used to have a sit-down job at one of those cable places. So I just came here.
So you found the apartment you found was near Holly Creek in this
area
someplace?
Oh, I was there. It was over off Littleton Boulevard and
well, you walk to work, don't you, Calvin?
Yeah. It was off Littleton Boulevard and it's on Power Street.
The Powers, okay, I know where that is.
Yeah, but I came. We bought a house on the same street, Peakview.
So you had a wife at that time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I always have a wife, yeah. Not the same wife, but I always have a wife. And we just moved over Peakview, yeah. That's how we saw this place.
Yeah. And how did you get the job here as far as the grill? Did you do something before you worked in the grill?
Yeah, I was at this cable place, cable company.
Oh.
One of the, you know, it's called EchoStar, you know, one of the dish network.
Okay, so yeah. You helped put in all the
That's wiring. Over at, it's in Littleton. But I came here to talk to somebody that used to work here. She said, come and work here, since you like to walk up and down. Come and wait on tables so you can walk.
Oh.
Because I used to be sitting down over there, the other place. Yeah.
So actually you've been in the grill for how many years?
Probably maybe 9, around 9 years. Because I was at Centennial, a little bit in the bistro.
Okay.
And then mostly in the grill, because from the first day, remember, this place wasn't completed when I came here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you were here 11 years ago in the grill, because that's when I
first... Is it 11? Oh, mm-hmm. I don't remember. But I started out in the grill, because all the kitchens... That was the only kitchen. All the dining rooms came out of that kitchen, the grill.
It's amazing.
Yeah, they were out in the hallways. They were out everywhere, the dining rooms. A little bit was in the Durango, and outside of Durango, outside of the exercise room, inside of the exercise room, yeah. The break room, I think, was where the manager was, and then where April is, that was the storeroom.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, if when you have time to yourself and you're not here, what do you enjoy doing?
Oh, I just keep my writing going.
Tell us about your writing.
Well, I remember long ago when I used to work for this attorney, and she had sent me to the registry, which is where they keep all the records, the court, the Supreme Court building. They keep all the records there. And she sent me to do some work, and I got into an argument with one of the clerks, and he said, young man, learn to express yourself. And then I thought about it. I wonder what he meant. And then, since I knew I would never be able to, I decided I would write, because that's what I wanted to do since I was 12 years old.
Mm.
And this attorney that I worked for, her husband owned a newspaper. He was studying for the bar also, you know, the bar association.
Yeah.
And I asked him for a job, so I quit working for his wife. Then I started going to school in the night to learn journalism.
In Denver?
In Belize.
Oh, in Belize.
Yeah. And that's how my writing got started. Because he was a writer also. So I just worked for him. Yeah.
So that beginning of kind of a career,
yeah.
You left that.
Yes, because I had that dream to go to... I didn't care about anything. I just wanted to be in
to
America.
To be here.
I didn't care.
You wanted to be a journalist?
I wanted to continue everything that I... my writing, but I wanted to be in America. That's all it is. Because of that lady.
And then you finally did get your green papers, or the
yeah.
papers. How did that come about?
Well, I was supposed to do it the first day when I got into service, like everybody else did. But because I had just got back from Belize, but from the immigration court, remember I went to immigration court,
mm-hmm.
and they sent me back. So I was afraid to to file for paper, because I thought, you know, these people will say, well, didn't we send you home, you know?
Yeah.
So I got scared living in the shadows all the time. But then Reagan came out and said, amnesty. And that's how I got it. So I got my citizenship in this house.
When you were at Holly Creek?
In this house, yeah. Because I had gotten a green card, but when I went overseas, I can't remember, there was islands out there in the Caribbean. I went out there, and when I was coming back in Florida, this immigration officer said, how did you get your green card? And why are you not a citizen? So I thought, oh, I better do it. I didn't want to, but I didn't. I'm glad that I did, because I remember coming through Canada one time, and this immigration officer was bothering me again. They never bothered me when I was coming in illegally. It wasn't until I got, you know what I'm talking about? My papers. Then they started annoying me. But I'm glad, so I have a U.S. passport.
Well, before we have to end our program, I want to add, could you share anything about what's next for you after Holly Creek?
I'm going to do what everybody's doing around here. Just sit around, annoy people, complain.
But will you sit around in your apartment?
Well, I'll be writing. I'll be doing my
You'll
writing.
You'll be writing?
Yeah, but
are you
going
to stay in this area? Or you? I know you love to travel.
I'll be traveling also. I like going to a few of those, the countries in the east, like Thailand and
okay.
Malaysia, Singapore. I've been to all those places, Japan, China. I've been to all those places, but I like going back. Taiwan, I've been to all of those places. But I haven't been to every place, like Vietnam, I haven't been there yet.
That'd be hard to do all that.
But you know, now you'll have some time to do that.
Yeah, it will be hard. You just need a passport, a U.S. passport. It's just China that I had to have a visa to go.
Well, I hear it's getting a little easier to get one. But before you, we close, I want to thank you for being here. We have enjoyed you. We love you here. You have been a great person to have here. Do you have anything you want to say to Holly Creek?
Well, I was hoping that I survived this place. Yeah, I like to... I'd like to be the last person standing, but I guess I won't be the last one.
The
only person I think, I'm not sure, there might be two people, but Marilyn is the only one that I met here, and I think there's a nurse in the suites. I'm not sure, that lady from France, can't remember her name. Otherwise, I'm the only original. So it's me and Marilyn.
Marilyn, yeah.
And I take that lady. Yeah, but I thought I would survive them. Yeah.
Well, you've survived all of us really well, Calvin. Thank you. Thank you for talking with us this morning. And sharing.
I'll miss you.
Yeah, I miss you all too, but
we will
to
miss
move
you.
On. You know, it would be a shame if I die here.
No, you have an adventure ahead of you. Thanks, Calvin, for being here. And that's Wanderings for today.
That's my favorite song.